And today we've got somebody special. On May 21st, 1978, the groundbreaking came to put that building in. And later on, after that was completed and services were there, they moved to building this building here. But we've got the pastor who was pastor of the church when they changed to Eastwood and moved here. And he was the one who really presided over both that building coming and this building coming. And there's a picture of him right there. And there's the church when he left, which is this building with a steeple, which the wind knocked down, but we didn't replace. So you might not recognize that part. And the gym over there, which was the original place that the meetings was. And so I've asked Ray Walker, who is 94 years old, and he still drives. So my mother is no longer the oldest person in the church. And he just dropped by one afternoon, drove over here and came in and said, you know, I would really like to come and come back to Eastwood. He's retired from pastoring and he would like to finish out his ministry here. And so we're really glad to have him. We're thankful for the legacy that we enjoy here. And so, Ray, I'm going to ask you if you'd like to just stand up. And I know you have a lot to be grateful for, but we asked someone in our congregation just to express why they're grateful to God and why they're here to worship. And so just like you to share with us.
Thank you for the privilege of being here. When I walked through the gates or the doors of the multipurpose building a couple of Wednesday nights ago, for the first time in over 40 years, my heart just pounded and pounded and pounded, and I felt chills on me because God was there with me, reminding me how he used me and some great men in our church to bring Eastwood to what it is today. When we left Eastwood, we were looking for a place to glorify God. We wanted to see souls saved. We wanted to see lives changed. So one of the guys in our church found this property, and we voted to buy it from Eastdale Baptist Church for 13 acres. And then there was 13 added to that, so our property went to the top of the mountain with 26 acres. But before we could worship, the multipurpose building wasn't available. So I went to the Hamilton County Board of Education and I talked to the commissioner, or one of the members, rather, and they let us use the auditorium of the Udawal Middle School to worship in without charge while this building was being constructed.
Ray, keep that by your mouth so we can
keep
hear
that mic right there. You told me that. And most preachers are hard-headed. Thank you, Belleville. But anyway, we met in Udawal Middle School auditorium until this building was built here. Then we moved back in there. But most of the dedicated people that came with me from Eastdale Baptist Church out here are in heaven now looking down on you and your church because they have footprints all over this place and they are be so happy and glad to know that you are doing what you're doing to glorify God. And I thank you that you have a pastor that's a shepherd, that's a soul winner, that loves the Lord and he loves people. And I just pray that you'll continue to keep your hand on him and take good care of him. So with all that being said, there's one thing. In my mind and in my heart, everything that's been accomplished here in this building, that building back there, is simply the grace of God. He put the right people in the right place with the right means to do what's been done. It's not man, it's not committee, it's God's leadership and his wisdom that brought us this far. So I say to God be the glory to him forevermore. God bless you and thank you and keep dressed up. By that I mean, put on the whole armor of God because Satan is walking about seeing whom he can devour. And when you get in a tight place, just remember God might have put you in that tight place to find out what you're going to do. Illustration, Matthew chapter 14. Jesus put the men in a ship. He put them in a storm, and the waters was rough, and he was praying, and he heard their cry from the shore. So he walked on water to meet them, and they thought they had saw a ghost, and he was a ghost, a Holy Ghost. And Peter, like most of us, says, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come to you. And Jesus says, come on, Peter. Peter began to get out of the boat, walk on the water, and as he got closer to the Lord, he began to look around, and all of a sudden, the winds just dirked the water out on him, and he began to sink. The point is this. When we take our eyes off Jesus, watch it. You're falling. He needs to be first and foremost in your life. Your children need your parents pray. They need to hear their parents read the Bible to them. And I just thank God that he has brought all of you together here, and you can glorify God. And I say, give him the praise. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Ray.